AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The State Department is warning Americans about the risks of traveling overseas during the holidays. The travel warning, which will remain in effect until February 24th, says current information suggests that militants with the Islamic State group, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and other groups continue to plan attacks in multiple regions. U.S. authorities say the likelihood of terror attacks will continue as members of ISIS return from Syria and Iraq and other individuals not affiliated with terrorist groups engage in violence on their own. In the meantime, Brussels is going to remain essentially locked down for a few more days in the light of a threat of a terrorist attack like the one that left 130 people dead in Paris.
The Belgian authorities still haven't given specific details about the threat. What they've been saying is that they think that there is a risk of Paris-style attacks in multiple places.
AP correspondent Angela Charlton reports Belgium's prime minister is asking his countrymen to remain calm. President Obama and the president of France discuss ways to battle the Islamic State group tomorrow when they meet at the White House.
Aides say the two will discuss the latest intelligence on the attacks probe and the airstrikes French warplanes have mounted on targets in Syria. Press Secretary Josh Earnest notes these have been carried out with U.S. help.
Targets that were identified by the United States based on intelligence that had been conducted by the United States.
Hollande's coming here from London, where David Cameron wants to commit British bombers to the fight and before flying to Moscow to see Vladimir Putin. U.S. officials still doubt Putin's ready for the grand anti-Islamic State coalition Hollande wants to form and think he's still more concerned with bolstering Syrian President Bashar Assad. Mark Smith at the White House.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is stepping up its airstrikes against ISIS. This is AP Radio News. Tens of thousands of folks in the Pacific Northwest who've been shivering now for almost a week without power after deadly storms swept through Washington State are bracing tonight for snow and the possibility of preparing their Thanksgiving dinners in the dark.
We have downed trees, limbs that have pulled power poles, utility lines down.
Debbie Simak, a spokeswoman for Avista Utilities, says winds topping 70 miles per hour in the Pacific Northwest snapped power poles and toppled trees that crashed through roofs and crushed cars. Three people died in the storm. According to an Associated Press analysis, airplanes carrying people spent 23 minutes and 32 seconds on average taxiing between gates and runways during the first 9 months of the year. That was a 50-second increase over last year. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.